T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Makes you think, other than an academic exercise, why even have it? Speaking of academic exercises, Mark Rosa joins us, who puts his students through the paces as it relates to teaching them finance at my alma mater, UNO. How about
Tommy,
that, Mark?
That's fantastic.
Well,
thanks for the introduction.
I didn't think it was bad either.
All right. No, it's good.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time with us. So here's the thing.
A pleasure.
How important is it? Here's what I'm trying to ask, Mark. How big of a thing is this to our country that while we bicker about go back to your country, I'm from here, partisan politics, race, what have you, this is running in the background to me like a time bomb and nobody's paying attention to it.
That's right. And it's gotten so baked into the normal conversation. And Tom, people don't realize how big it is. And you stated just a moment ago. And for our listeners, if you go to treasurydirect.gov, that's another place. It's called Debt to the Penny. And it's lagged by a couple of days. So I went to that website this morning, and as of 7/12, just a couple of days ago, it was $22.0 trillion. So this thing keeps going. The budget process in our country is flawed structurally. We just can't pay for everything, so we borrow continuously, and this number just continues to rise. So it's, you know, for people like, for my students, you talk about numbers like this and it's mind-boggling, and they don't feel, or people in general, they're not feeling, well, it's not interrupting my day. You know, I go out, I could have lunch, and I could put gas in my car, and I could do, I could go to a concert and all these things. And what is this debt thing that's hanging over us and everybody's talking about doom and gloom? Well, that's it. So that's where there's no political restraint. They can't tackle the tiger. They kick the can down the road. And by the time you catch up to it, the can is larger. So we've been playing this game for forever. And there's really the other part is the annual deficits seem to be growing. And I'm not picking on our previous President Obama, but it was during his tenure that we started to see $1 trillion annual deficits that add to this $22 trillion balance as far as the entire debt. And, okay, Trump takes over, and that party is continuing. So it's routinely discussed over coffee. It's like, oh, the debt will be $1 trillion this year, $1.5 trillion this year. And that was made larger when he did the tax cuts. He's trying to stimulate the economy. But there are all these things going on politically. But it is worrisome. It's like, how do you ever reconcile a $22 trillion debt and growing? And really, the big items that are pushing this forward are the entitlement programs, the Social Security and the Medicare and the Medicaid. Those things are the main drivers.
You will never see a Democrat cut Medicaid. You will never see a Republican cut Social Security or Medicare. So that being said, I think we need to change our philosophy, Mark, from what are we going to do about it to it's going to continue to increase. How do we deal with that? Do you think that's off base or not?
That's it. And you'll hear politicians saying, we'll start cutting the growth rate. But it's so many, instead of it growing at, name a number, 10% a year, we're going to, next year, let's grow by 9% and then 8% and then figure it out. And people are normally thinking of this as it's got to be solved in my lifetime, and in nobody's lifetimes does it actually have to be solved. But if you had a 50-year trajectory to bring this down to a level that, you don't kill the economy, like Trump was saying during his tenure, he was going to pay it off. Well, that's impossible. That is impossible. The numbers are too big. So we don't want to make statements like that because they can't even approach anything that resembles the truth. But if you extrapolated this over a long period of time, it could be dealt with. But you've got the mechanism, like we said, the political hotspots. You're not cutting these entitlement programs.
And leaving personalities out of it from an accounting standpoint, that's kind of hard when you keep adding to it. We'll take a break, Mark Rosa. When we come back, I want to talk to you about a lot of things as it relates to this debt ceiling. Mark Rosa's our guest, professor of finance at UNO. Somebody texted in and said, dude, please ask your guest about modern monetary theory. So, dude, you know what? I will. I will ask the dude, Mark Rosa, when we come back. 651, 9 before 7. Traffic now on WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mark Rose, our guest, professor of finance at my alma mater, UNO. Mark, we're in a lightning round now. Somebody called about modern monetary theory, basically, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm trying to be brief. It says that a country that prints its own money can never have a problem with debt because they can print as much as they want. I would think that would lead to massive inflation, would it not? And didn't Germany try this back in the day?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And you know, this is starting to get some traction. By somebody saying, "Well, you could print a lot, and by the Fed, on the Fed side, you could set the interest rate so low that there's no quote unquote cost to the money. It's just printing on one side of it, and then the interest rate theoretically at zero. Well, you could have as much as you want out there. Well, at some point somewhere that's going to catch up. So that's this idea is being floated." And people that embrace it are saying, well, you see, you know, we could do this. You're not seeing any cracks in the fissures of the economy. We're at $22 trillion. Japan has an even higher debt-to-income kind of that ratio within their country. We're at right at about 100% of GDP, and Japan is running about 250%. So it's this enormous number for their economy, and they can't get off the dime. I mean, so it's like very, very creates a stagnant economy. You don't have any growth because you have so much debt that's weighing over you. So it's a scary kind of that you hear the modern monetary theory people coming out saying, well, look, we could do this if the government is printing bonds instead of cash to raise money, borrowing money in essence, and they're posting a 0% rate. The free market has to kick in at some point and buy those bonds. I don't know who would loan money to the government or anybody else to say I'm getting zero rate of return. Well,
that is not really guaranteed either, right? At
well,
this
it would
point,
be guaranteed by the printing press.
That's what I'm saying. Which
square one with that? So it would you be, just keep printing
right.
the money.
Mark, you said
so,
that it was.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
You said it was getting some traction. I would suggest getting some traction again because when I had finance, when I had money in banking at UNO, the same arguments were being proffered and the same reasons why it wouldn't work were being given. Has anything changed?
That's right. And no, that's the hard part. I mean, I remember as an undergrad, so this is going back what seems like 100 years, and I remember the faculty member at that point saying, well, when it's really going to be a tough time when it reaches the debt reaches 100% of the pie, meaning GDP. Well, we're here. So what was theorized back then, it's like, well, the government is borrowing so much money that interest rates would have to rise. They're crowding out other investment. They're pulling money from the system. They have this insatiable appetite for money. So that means the price of money would have to rise. And just elemental supply and demand would suggest that. But now you have the people coming out and saying, well, we're here. We're at 100%. And not only are rates not high, but they're in some – just a few years ago, they were at historic lows.
When were you at UNO?
So that flies in the – oh. Got out of high school in 77, so right after that.
We may have had some classes together, Mark Rosa.
We may have.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Do you remember a guy asking the dumb questions?
In fact, I do.
That was me.
That might have been me.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. I really.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.